Tomorrow, the United States will start 2020 with, wait for it, over 7 million job openings. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 31st day of December. Happy New Year. Thanks for coming by. More Silicon Valley workers have unionized. We'll also share a story about tax cuts and the middle class. Three cable companies are boosting prices in 2020, and we'll name them. Robocalls and you, they may never really end. Your most important skill might be what? And we'll take a look at the markets. Those stories, plus links to some of our more popular interviews of 2019. All of that is just ahead.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the final broadcast of 2019. We've been with you for years now. I was trying to remember at the start of today how many years we've been doing Insight on Business, the News Hour, in one iteration or another. And the closest I can come is this is our 11th or 12th year. First, it was on a webcast, and then it was on Webcast One Live, and then we were on terrestrial radio, and then about 3 years ago, we switched everything over to podcast. Wow. Never thought, really, never thought years ago we'd still be delivering the daily business newscast, and now in podcast form. So grateful for the opportunity, and we're looking forward to a stellar 2020. Well, if you are seeking to hire staff, here's a chilling number for you. U.S. businesses have 7.3 million job openings, about three times the number of job openings we had at the start of the year 2000. So if you're looking for a job, your chances of landing one have never looked better. Why? According to the Labor Bureau, there are 1.4 million more job openings than there are people looking for work. So, where are the most open jobs at? Now, hotel and restaurants have the highest share of openings with 5.5% of all jobs open. Trucking and warehouse workers are also in demand with about 5.4% of all open jobs. One item, the reason hotel and restaurants have the highest share of openings is because, yeah, you guessed it, low pay. Meanwhile, trucking and warehousing pays okay, but finding the right fit is difficult as more trucking companies are closing shop. Meanwhile, miners and loggers are most likely to have trouble finding work, with only about 2.7 of those jobs currently open. But really, how many miners and loggers do you know, right? Well, as long as we're talking about food service and pay, get this. About 2,300 cafeteria workers who work at dozens of Google campuses in the Bay Area, including the search engine's main headquarters in Mountain View, well, they have unionized. The workers, who include dishwashers and food preparers who serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner for Google employees, voted last month to form a union after a campaign that's been 2 years in the making, all of this according to a source involved in the campaign. In a report from Vox, we learned that the workers who voted to unionize earn wages that start about $35,000 a year. Their move to organize represents a symbolic pushback against the status quo of growing economic inequality in Silicon Valley, where all but the top 10% of income earners have seen their wages decline between 1997 to 2017. The union representing the workers is Unite Here, and they represent food service workers across the country. Service workers in the tech industry, particularly in the San Francisco Bay Area, have long seen stagnating wages that haven't kept up with skyrocketing housing prices. In Silicon Valley, where Google campuses are located, the cost of living is currently the highest in the entire United States. Around $2,900 a month for a small apartment, and that's just the cost of a roof over your head. Doesn't count food and transportation. The situation has become so dire that an ad hoc RV camp is formed outside of Google's headquarters where some tech employees, including Google's own contractors, are living. Back in June, Google announced it would invest $1 billion in land and building homes to help ease the crisis. Facebook and Apple are also saying that they're going to chip in, $1 billion from Facebook and $2.5 billion from Apple. It's all meant to address the housing crisis in California, but it may take years to create affordable living in that state. Well, let's stay on jobs and wages for just a bit. CBS News is reporting that according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, income for middle-class Americans is growing more slowly than for both top earners and the poor. The analysis comes 2 years after President Trump's enacted the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. It was a major overhaul in the nation's tax laws, billed by the White House as a boon for the middle class. The CBO says that after accounting for taxes and government benefits, the middle fifth of households will see their income grow by 6.6% through 2021. That compares with a 17% gain projected for America's richest workers. In dollars and cents, the middle 20% of families will have seen their income grow by a total of only $4,400 a year between 2016 and 2021. Meanwhile, income for the top 1% is expected to rise nearly $200,000 over that same 5-year period to nearly $1.4 million a year. The bottom 20%, now they should see their annual income grow by a total of $1,700 to $36,700 a year. So, if getting by feels a little tight, that's right. Consumer Reports says a number of cable TV services have increased or will increase their costs in early 2020. Starting back on December 18, prices for some Comcast cable TV subscribers rose from $30 to $35 a month. AT&T's DirecTV customers will see prices increase for some plans starting on January 19. Meanwhile, AT&T UVerse customers will see cost increases between $3 to $7 a month for all plans except U-Basic. Last fall, Charter raised the price on 3 tiers of Spectrum TV service. Spectrum Select, TV Silver, and TV Gold each increased by $7.50 a month. Hey, it's just money, right? An anti-robocalls measure, which was signed into law Monday by President Trump, should help reduce the torrent of unwanted calls promising lower interest rates or pretending to be the IRS, though it won't make all calls disappear. The new law gives authorities more enforcement powers and could speed up measures the industry is already taking to identify robocalls. And when phone companies block robocalls, they must do so without charging consumers. All this should help Americans dodge many of those annoying calls. Now, under federal law already, it's illegal to fake numbers on caller ID to defraud or cause harm. Scams are also prohibited, as are automated telemarketing calls from legitimate companies that don't already have written permission. UMail's Robocall Index says that about half of all robocalls today are fraudulent, but enforcement has been tough. Federal agencies have fined scammers hundreds of millions of dollars, but kind of difficult to collect because many of the callers are overseas. How are you going to do that, right? All right, let's take a quick look and see what happened today and for the year on Wall Street. In the final hour of trading today, the markets reversed a course that had the Dow in the red most of the day, and the indices did eke out a positive close to the year. Stocks wrapped up a banner year that saw equities surge to record highs, overcoming concerns about the economy and a trade fight with China. The S&P 500 climbed by 0.3 to 3230. The NASDAQ also advanced by 0.3 to end the day at 8972. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 76 points higher at 28,538. Materials and energy were the best performing sectors in the S&P 500, rising by about 0.7 each. IBM, Cisco Systems, and Apple led the Dow higher. Today's performance, well, it capped a strong year for stocks. S&P 500 was up by nearly 29% for 2019, its biggest one-year gain since 2013. The NASDAQ also had its best one-year performance in 6 years after rallying by 35% this year. And the Dow? Well, the Dow rose by 22.3% for the year, its best annual performance since 2017. So if you were playing the markets, you had a stellar year last year, almost last year. Midnight tonight, we'll be able to call this last year. And finally, there is this. If you've found yourself scrolling through your Instagram feed, forgetting how you got there, you're not alone. Two-thirds of workers admit to looking at their phones for at least an hour of their workday. And that habit about being distracted is costing corporations big money. Studies estimate the productivity cost comes to many hundreds of billions of dollars in the United States alone. Strategies that can help you reclaim your focus include mastering your internal triggers, planning your day, and a little self-control of your tech usage. But you knew that already, didn't you? All right, coming up next, we're going to have a list of several of the top interviews that we've done in 2019. You can click through to whatever you want to click through. It's coming up next here on the Business News Hour.